Blog Talk Radio.
Got my money up. Yeah. Got my money up. She wanna roll with the winner. Yeah.
Y'all already know who it is.
So I took her to dinner.
I do it like it's legal. Come sit with a mob. Sip Pino. Subtract that bum. He a zero. And me shouting. Ain't another equal. Whipping the board like a Rego.
My hook thing. I'm excited. I'm always excited because I think I have the best guests in the industry. They show up to Audio Fix and they always give us what we need. So I'm excited to have you here this morning.
Well, I'm excited to be here as well.
Jay, you are a remarkable woman, I have to say. After talking to you for this amount of months, I just really have understood that I haven't done boo-boo, I'm going to say that, in the industry, because you are a hard worker, you are a phenomenal woman, you have created an outstanding media machine, okay, and I want to know your secret, and I know my audience wants to know your secret. I like to say that my audience are the people who want to be where you are. They are very much interested in the backstory to fame. They're very much interested in how you get to the positions that you are. A lot of people think when they see you in a magazine or on TV or on a red carpet that you just show up mysteriously, and they don't understand that there's actually a group of people behind you that get you where you need to be. And so the show is usually about the journey. How did you become just Jay? Where did this idea come that you could create this media empire?
Oh, wow. I was probably about 18 or 19. I was running the Indianapolis Vipers, WASL, the first women's football team in Indianapolis.
Wow.
And, And I got voted off the board because I was too young at the time. So I decided to start something of my own that people could not boot me out from. So that's where I started the magazine. At first it was supposed to be this big literary magazine with all this content in it, and then it started to kind of transition into more of a music-style magazine. So that's how, that's how it came about.
From what I understand, now you started with a newsletter. You know, around what year was this? Was this when I was one of those people getting 50 million emails from different people trying to do the same thing you were? You did, the Hype magazine started with the newsletter, correct?
Yep, 2002.
Yeah, that was around that time everybody was getting hit up. How did you survive? Because those same people who were hitting me up with the newsletters and the promotional packages, they're not here anymore. How did you survive?
I survived with a backpack and flyers. I used to get up every morning at 5 o'clock in the morning, and I would go out with my backpack and put flyers on people's doors. I can't tell you how many times I almost got shot. Somebody opening their door about to go to work, and I'm like, it's just me. It's the flyer.
It's just Jay. It's just me. It's just Jay. Don't shoot me.
I was, you know, didn't know it was illegal to put promotional material in people's mailboxes, but I was the queen of following up behind the mailman, popping my flyers in people's mailbox. And I just didn't care at that point. I was like, you know, my first real job was delivering papers. So, you know, I had a paper route. So I was like, shoot, I can put this news out just like I did that paper route. Just get on my bike and roll. So that's what I did.
That's amazing. That's amazing. So the paper girl made it big.
Hey, that's what's up. I'm trying to tell you, getting chased down the street by them dogs ain't no plaything.
I can hear you. Wow. So you started off as a, because you and I talked, you're quite the intellectual, actually. So you started off with a literary magazine. Did you, when you say literary, what were you wanting to write about? What types of literature were you interested in?
We had a column. Our whole, it was so this outrageous because I thought, I didn't even write. So I was like, man, I'm going to pull in all these writers and all these nerds like me. So I wanted to do a magazine from A to Z. So the magazine original name is not Hype. It's How You Perceive Everything. That's the original thing. So it just, It's Hype, though, but it's the magazine, not title, is How You Perceive Everything.
Wow.
So it was a magazine based off of perception, and at the time it was like Perception 2020. We're going into the new century, and we need to be innovative with all these literary terms, and, you know, yeah. And then it didn't work out because it would have turned into this giant encyclopedia-style magazine every month. It would have been hundreds of pages because people have so much to say.
Right.
And it was crazy because a guy called me up like, yo, the Grey Goose Tour is coming to town. And it's Lil Jon and 8-Ball MJG and Bone. And I was like, oh, okay. At the time, Lil Jon was opening up for Bone. So you can imagine how long ago this was.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
what?
Okay, cool. So we went, and, you know, Lil Jon had his dreads and his glasses. And I'm like, man, this guy is hood. You know, so we took his pictures, and I got a chance to meet Bone, which, you know, I was a great fan of theirs at the time. And he bought MJG, was in the building. I really didn't know who they was. I wasn't a hip hopper. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I was more.
Hold it. Did you just say, okay, guys, you need to understand this. The founder, CEO, and editor of Hype Magazine was not a hip hop fan. And she
I wasn't a hip hopper. Like, I didn't know hip hop. Nope, I didn't know hip hop like that. I just liked my favorite rapper was like DJ Quick, and I love Bone, you know, so I was really like a fan. So I went, you know, I'm neo soul R&B to the T. I'm down to the T with it, you know. So I go and I'm like, cool, I'm meeting Bone, Crossroads, yeah, you know, and I'm nerding. And then Lil Jon, the people from TVT, sent over these awesome pictures, and I was like, wow, these are dope. So we rode with that for the first cover. And it was the scariest thing that ever happened in Indiana. They were so scared. We had a magazine, and they was like, what the hell? They were like, like, oh, my God, people were handing it back to us. It was so crazy. They were like, oh, no, yeah, that, this is not for me. And I was like, damn, what's going on? So at that time, we had him in there. We had Amanda Perez. We had did this interview with this guy, Wes. He was a folk singer. It was, like, really, really diverse. The magazine still wasn't based off of hip-hop, which has never really been, but it's always been classified as a hip-hop mag. So
right,
we
right.
scared Indiana totally. At the time, Julia Carson was in office. They had banned hip-hop from certain sectors, so I had to go downtown to speak on behalf of hip-hop. But they were not filling the Hype magazine at all in Indiana, not with the hip-hop, no.
Wow. We've come a long way. Urban
yes.
culture has come a complete, and that was in the 2000s. Hip-hop has been around
yes.
forever, and Indiana, was still resistant to hip-hop.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Bad. I don't know how I survived there with an urban-style publication, because, like I said, we were out. Circle City Classic would come. I had one of them big old... like the little flat carts that you carry around everything on when you go to the hotel.
Uh-huh. Right.
I had one of those with all the magazines stacked up, so I'm walking through the parade, handing people magazines. They are handing them back. And I'm like, what did I do wrong? I'm like, oh, my God, this is crazy. So the next time we tried to do it with a model, same thing. They handed back. It was she didn't have a lot of clothes on, and, you know, they was like, you know, so they hand them back. I'm like,
you think it was just,
it's crazy.
Do you think it was just a repudiation of just black culture, period? Or were they scared
yeah.
of hip-hop? Or was it was just black culture, period, that they...
Yeah, it was black culture, period. I just think it was scary. Lil Jon had these lashes on, these big dreads.
Now, I don't know
like,
what...
Yo. You know what I'm saying? And then
so you survived. You survived. You went from a newsletter. Now, how does one get the money? Because it costs money to print. You guys got glossy pictures. It's a beautiful magazine. How do you go from newsletter and then get the funding to go forward into this magazine, which, by the way, people, is available on newsstands globally. So this is, you know, this is important. How do you get the funding?
You pick up more paper routes. I had to pick up more paper routes. Hey, I had to do what I had to do.
Yeah.
I've never had a corporate backing. I've never had any investors. So
okay.
It's always kind of just been me. I started consulting when I was 18. So that's pretty much how I kept the magazine going. And I started to do houses and get into a lot of different things business-wise. So I pretty much funded my own dream.
So where can we find Hype Magazine today?
We're in 3,000 stores worldwide. We're in select Barnes & Nobles, Books A Million, Walgreens, Kmart, Target, Marsh Stores, 7-Eleven, and a couple of mom-and-pop stores.
It is truly amazing. That is truly amazing. So where'd you find this team, though? Because, you know, Jerry's not on the line. I love Jerry Dobie, editor over there. Where did you, you know, because you have a diehard ride or die team. You've been having these guys for a while.
I got a ride or die team. I got my cousin. She's been with us on and off. She's back full throttle. Toya, she's the executive editor. We have double Keith McNeil. That's been my rider since the first day I started Hype. He said, I'm going to stick by you through this, and it's been 13 years. He hasn't went anywhere.
Yeah.
Asia, the fashion editor of the magazine. She's also my wife, right hand down. So she houses everything. She's out here right now hosting this Jersey City Fashion Week. And then we got the infamous Dobie. It's been it's been almost 4 years, and he told me he was going to be a part of the team. Because at first I was like, I'll call you. And he called up and said, yo, why are you ignoring my calls? And I was like, and I said, we good. You know, at the time it was just Deja and I and Double. You know, we was just doing our thing, and we decided to keep it small because sometimes when you have bigger teams, it keeps confusion going. So
right.
Her and I pretty much sat side by side
and pretty much got everything going. So then Jerry was like the eyeball out that kept calling, like, yo, you gonna give me a shot? Yo. So finally he called and was like, woman, you gonna talk to me. Don't blow me off. And I was like, okay, man. And I was like, all right, then. So I was having an event in my hometown, Muncie, Indiana. And I said, you know what? I told Deja, I said, if he makes it down to this city and he has to travel at least 2 hours through cornfields, if he comes all the way here, then I could see him being a part of the team. But he made it.
He made it.
I love Jerry. Shout out Jerry Dovey, wonderful guy. I love him. So in your eyes, what was the issue that made hype?
The issue that made hype. Wow. I don't know. I wouldn't say an issue made hype at all.
There had to be one when you knew. When you knew that you had actually done it.
No, you know what? When we knew we had actually done it, I think it was the transition with how we did everything with our digital platform. I don't think it had anything to do with the magazine.
Okay.
I just think it's just a way that we... Okay, what took Hype to the next level was the 24 issues of Giving. That's what took it. We do every year, we do 24 issues back-to-back, one day, every day in December. So from the 1st to the 24th, we drop a magazine. At the time, they were 32-page magazines every day. So we had covered 1 year, I think it was 2 years ago, we had covered Machine Gun Kelly, T.Y. Dolla $ign, Snow the Product, all the people that were breaking. We covered all of them. So we done all their coverage first. So every year we drop that, and we probably boast over at least 3 to 4 million views every December.
Wow.
Easy. That's it. So the underground covers going into our 24 issues of Giving when people are about to cross over, that's what puts us above everything.
And I remember when you told me that story the first time, and it made me just look around at my life and say, Lisa, you need to do something with yourself. The fact that you put out a magazine every day. Yeah, I just felt like, oh, God, I need to do something with myself. Obviously, I'm not working hard.
No, it's not you need to do something with yourself. I need to get a life, girl. I woke up on this idea, and I called everybody, and they was like, here Jay go with this outlandish crap again. And I'm like, no, I'm telling you guys, this is what we need. And they were like, well, who's going to do all these stories? You know, we had so much content. It took us to January to get it all out. We had over 100 interviews. So we're doing it again this year, but we're doing digital covers. So we're not going to do the 32-page design. We'll just probably do per issue like 8 stories. But I will sit there with my crazy self and design 30 magazines in a month if that's what it takes to get out here.
What it takes. And, you know, and that's probably your motto, and it needs to be my motto, if that's what it takes. So, listeners, you know, you need to understand that whatever you need to do, you know, do it. I want to talk about your upcoming event because I will be there. You guys are across the country doing a meet and greet in various cities. So I know you just left Houston. We had a great time there in Houston. And your next one is next Tuesday, September 29th in Atlanta. Tell us a little bit about that.
Our meet and greet series is something we've been doing for almost 3 years now. And we go to the different cities. We try to pay tribute to people who are really doing stuff that have not been acknowledged. We try to pull the industry's who's who to the actual event to network the right way. A lot of times you're so busy, you don't really get a chance to network. And you don't get a chance to really be one-on-one with a true fan, like people who really care about you in a more personal capacity because it's always business. So with this event, it's more neutralized. You know, you came with one of your clients, so, you know, it's just a open environment, and people are really excited to see the people they came to see. And it's more personal. It's one-on-one. So it's the first of its kind. You know, a lot of people do meet and greets, but not like this one. It's the first of its kind with really giving interaction with business to business, which will be me and you, and actual fan to their idol. You know what I'm saying? So it's a marketing strategy, but it's making consumers excited again about the people who they love.
Right. Right. And maybe we're missing that. Cause, you know, hip hop had gotten kind of, and I keep saying hip hop, but you guys are Urban Culture magazine.
Yeah.
Urban Culture stars have gotten away from the fans. I guess they've been too elevated. But Joy
well,
Event.
Slightly
sedated.
Let's just keep it real. Slightly
sedated.
Yeah,
I'm trying not to say that. Yeah.
I can, though. See, it's your show. You got to be good. Me, I'm just saying slightly sedated, you know.
Bougie, as you say. Bougie.
Yeah,
and your event gives the fans, like you said, a chance to meet their idols and the people that they're supporting because they're buying their products in a one-to-one relaxed atmosphere. So I know
not in kicking, not all that extra crap that they do. Like, you know, I'm 13 years self-employed. I make my own money. You know, I have my own thing. And I'm not bougie, you know, at all. So when you come and kick it with us at the Hype Magazine events with the fam, your family, welcome, and kick it. You know, Zero, you know, he was at the last in Houston making drinks and kicking it. That's what it's all about. Like, people really seeing you just kick it and have fun. Don't come in there all bougie with your nose in the air and act like you better because you got a dress on that somebody gave you to wear on the red carpet. You didn't buy that $4,000 dress. Somebody gave that dress to you. No, stop, girl. You got to take that back. Take it to the cleaners.
And you better not feel nothing on it.
Look, though, Lisa, drop your rental car off, boo, and leave your hotel and go back to your mama's house. Let's stop it now. Let's stop it. These celebrities are kind of not celebrities. They just have that socialized status, but they haven't really earned the right to be a celebrity. There's a difference between a celebrity, which would be a Queen Latifah, who has earned the right to say, oh, she's a celebrity versus a socialite. They need to put that out there. That's a difference.
Yeah. I think I might be a socialite. I'm going to put that on my I'm going to say it proudly. I'm a socialite.
Girl, me too. I'm far from a celebrity yet now. I'm working towards it, but we're socialites, and it's okay for us to be popular people, but to be a celebrity, there's a certain status that comes with that, and I think people use that word too lightly, you know.
Well,
so,
we've got some small-screen celebrities. I saw the list last night of who's all coming through. So you've got some Love and Hip Hop. You've got quite a few, actually, reality show celebrities coming through. Some NFL coming through. Most importantly, for artists that are trying to get on, music artists, you've got a couple A&Rs coming through as well. Some radio
A&Rs,
programs.
We got Dan coming from 96.1, the PDs, and they coming out. You know, it's from iHeart. It's a great thing when you pulling out the PDs, and not
it's
just the urban PDs. These guys got country stations. They got EDM stations. They're coming out to network with great potential people that have you know, things going on. They're not just coming out to network with, how do I put it? They're not just coming out to network because we're black. They're coming out to network because they love the culture and they love what's going on, you know.
Well, I love it, too. I'll be there. I'll be there to cheer you on. Now, look, I've got
you
told
me you was coming to work, girl. Don't be talking about cheer me on. You told me you was coming to work. We got to hold you.
You know I'm coming to work. You know I'm coming to work. I can't help it. I just take off people's stuff when I walk in rooms. That's that oldest girl thing in me. I'm just bossy like that. I'm going
to
come in there and take over.
We're trying to learn how to deal with people on the more. Like I said, we so used to kicking in like, yo, come out to this party with us and we're going to barbecue. You know, invite people out to these events and they getting on their little red carpet stilo. I'm still, at the end of the day, like, we had a barbecue, we had a cookout. Let's kick it. So.
They coming for the photo ops.
They coming for the photo. Ain't that a damn shame? I thought they was coming for just Jay.
No, they coming for, sorry. Sorry, they coming
for
the photo ops.
Sorry, they coming for the photo ops.
Hey, I've got a few minutes, and I want to make sure that, and it went by fast, right? These 30 minutes go by quick. Where can we find Hype? Give us, you know, you got to give us the social links. We need the magazine. We need the Instagram, the Facebook, the Twitter. I don't care, everything you got. And how can they get in touch with the Hype magazine?
The Hype Magazine, 301-579-4973, extension 1. I still answer my phone.
All right.
TheHypeMagazine.com. Twitter is at The Hype Magazine. Facebook is www.facebook.com/TheHypeMagazine. And Instagram is at The Hype Magazine Network.
And your next on newsstand issue is October's issue. When can we expect that?
The 26th of October, they drop out, and then most of them, they'll all flow out into the stores by no later than the 3rd of September. So between the 26th and the 3rd, they'll all be out on stand.
Okay. Who's on the cover?
Now, if I told you who was on the cover, it wouldn't be surprising.
Come on. All right. I guess we have to wait for it. So, guys,
on the cover. Lisa Jackson. That's who's on the cover. That's who's
on
the cover.
Don't mess with me. Don't mess with me because, I'll make you rich. I'll go buy. I got a huge family. I don't know if people know. I got like 31 first cousins. But I will go out and go buy the whole new stuff. I got to put it in their face. Did y'all see this? I'm on the cover. Make sure they see. Drop it accidentally.
The whole world would know.
In their mailbox like you did. Yeah. Shoot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Jamila, I
need
I think
to be on the high cover. Shoot.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. I'll be glad when that happens. You really do. Your story needs to be told because you got this outrageous story. You got a young girl trying to make it who has a dream, who makes it. You're African American. You're female. You're part of the LGBT community. You're an entrepreneur. You're an American citizen. You got all of these tags, all of these things coming through here. It's just an incredible story of perseverance, I guess we would say, and the American dream if you want to know the truth. Incredible story.
Yes, ma'am. I'm working on it. I got everything but the dog and the kids.
We're
going to get the dog before the kids, though.
Yeah. You get the dog before the kid. I appreciate
you,
lady. Thank you for showing up.
I appreciate
up.
You,
I
too.
I will see you next week.
All right. I appreciate you.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right.
And, guys, you have just heard Jamila Jess J. Wilkinson, founder and CEO of The Hype Magazine. Remember, you can find the latest cover late October everywhere. You can also check them out online at TheHypeMagazine.com, and that'll be all of their social networks. Tune in tomorrow. We'll have Mr. Red doing the plug. He's a Chicago artist. He's coming for you guys. He's everywhere. Thank you.
Got my money up. Yeah. Got my money up. She wanna roll with the winner, yeah.
Y'all already know who it is.
So I took her to dinner.
I do it like it's legal. Come sit with a mouth and sip Pino. Subtract that bum, he a zero. And me shouting, ain't another equal. Whipping the board like a Rego. You could get the ego.
Yep.
Yeah, these got my blindfold. I don't see these.
Oh, and he ain't moving that road. Why wait for tomorrow, babe? We can leave tonight. You know he ain't checking that bag, no. He ain't shopping on Rodeo. I keep you fresh, ball made in the club. Bottle after bottle, you surrounded by the thugs. They all showing love, but you fucking with the plug. Fucking with the plug. With the plug, showing love, cause you fucking with the plug, fucking with the plug, with the plug. It's all on us when you fucking with the plug, fucking with the plug, with the plug. Oh yeah, girl, you fucking with the plug, fucking with the plug, fucking with the plug. Oh yeah, girl.
Top down, let your hair blow. Hands back down, say cheese, don't move like a scarecrow. But wait, there's more. What's careful? Love is war, it's war. I'm prepared for. Talking about you got a man with a man on the hand, so trying to take you out, spend a couple grand, oh. Then I'm broke, see you trapping out the bando. You ain't know.
He ain't in that right. Why wait for tomorrow, babe? We can leave tonight. You know he ain't checking that bag, no. He ain't shopping on Rodeo. I keep you fresh, ball made in the club. Bottle after bottle, you surrounded by the thugs. we can leave tonight. You know he ain't checking that bag, no, he ain't shopping no rodeo. I keep you fresh.